From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The UN's top climate official says it's time for governments to deliver and complete work on an agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He made the comment as delegates gathered in Copenhagen, where a UN climate conference begins tomorrow. The meeting is expected to draw the heads of state of up to 100 countries. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
Hopes were initially high for this meeting, that Copenhagen might go down in the history books as the meeting where the nations of the world finally agreed to a treaty that would address climate change. But progress has been slow on a number of issues. Countries are still trying to agree how to share the economic pain of reducing emissions, though the United States and China, the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases, have both put some initial numbers on the table. Developing countries are demanding some financial help. Their economies are growing quickly, and so are their emissions. President Obama and nearly 100 world leaders are expected to attend. The nations of the world first agreed to tackle the climate change problem 17 years ago. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
President Obama went to Capitol Hill today to rally members of the Senate Democratic Caucus and urge them to make whatever compromises are necessary to complete passage of legislation to overhaul the health care system. The administration needs the support of all 60 members of the caucus or some GOP defections to get past an expected Republican filibuster. But Republican senators such as John McCain say today's meeting should have been open to all senators.
Let's all sit down together, Republicans and Democrats, with C-SPAN in the room and negotiate so that the American people can see what's going on here.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says most GOP senators are more interested in getting political mileage out of the health care debate than in working toward genuine compromise. Turkey's prime minister has ruled out sending more combat troops to Afghanistan. He made the statement as he departed for the U.S. for talks with President Obama. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
The prime minister's message may have been for a domestic audience ahead of his White House meetings. Last month, Turkey took over the rotating command of the NATO operation in Kabul, doubling its troop strength. The training and humanitarian mission remains popular. A combat mission would be a hard domestic sell. The White House meeting has stirred intense interest here, perceived as a test in relations because of divergent approaches to hot issues like Afghanistan and Iran. While sharing the American goal of curbing Iran's nuclear program, Turkey's policy is to build trust through trade ties with Tehran. Washington has been critical of Turkey's public support for Iran's president and backing his claim that the nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
President Obama is scheduled to meet with Turkey's leader at the White House at midday tomorrow. Turkey has the second largest army in NATO, but has been reluctant to participate in combat operations. This is NPR News from Washington. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the July 2011 date set by the president to begin withdrawing the additional U.S. troops being sent to Afghanistan is, in Gates' words, the beginning of a process that will depend on conditions on the ground there.
The decision in terms of when a district or a cluster of districts or a province is ready to be turned over to the Afghan security forces is a judgment that will be made by our commanders on the ground, not here in Washington.
Gates was on ABC's This Week today. He says the initial pullout in 2011 may just involve a small number of troops. Exit polls are indicating that Bolivia's controversial president, Evo Morales, has easily won re-election. Richard Reynolds has the story from La Paz.
President Morales has been able to pass many of his reforms, including the nationalization of the country's rich reserves of natural gas, but he says he wants to do more, and by mobilizing the country's majority of indigenous South Americans who traditionally did not vote, he may now have a chance. Morales leads his closest rival for president by more than 20% in every poll, but exit polls today show him also winning complete control of Congress. There have been dozens of military-backed coups in Bolivia, but so far the Bolivian military seems to be supporting Morales, but the country remains strongly divided between the overwhelmingly indigenous and poor western highlands and the overwhelmingly wealthier eastern lowlands, dominated by people of European descent. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in La Paz.
NASA is preparing to launch a space telescope later this week that will scan the skies for asteroids, comets, stars, and galaxies that have never been seen before. One of the main tasks of the telescope will be to catalog objects that might pose a danger to Earth. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.